Subject: secrets I keep. Dear Shirley and Steve, I've been keeping a secret from my man and I need your advice. I joined a local swingers club a little over 2 years ago. My sexual appetite desires being with more than just one man. I've been with my boyfriend now for 6 months. I really want to tell him about my other life, but I don't know how. I've hinted around at the idea of us going to the parties as a couple and the idea of us becoming swingers. And for play, he will say yes, but on the night of the party, he doesn't want to go. So I have to make up a story about where I'm going for the evening. I've tried to stop going, but I simply can't. I'm stuck between my fantasy and the real world. I'm not sure if I want to stop, if I need to stop. I like the swingers lifestyle. It's very addictive and very satisfying. I can be who I want when I want without any ridicule or negative feedback. It's a world of complete bliss and fulfillment. However, I do enjoy my man in bed, and we are a very passionate couple. It's just that I need more than what he's giving me. I have a very insatiable appetite, and I don't believe any one man can satisfy me at this time in my life. I do appreciate the idea of being with just one man, and I do care about his feelings, but I haven't been completely honest about my other sex life. Shirley, should I be honest with him or just leave things the way they are? Even if you do not read this letter on the air, can you please give me some advice via email? Thanks, Shirley. Thanks, Steve. Sincerely, A. Dear A, you know what? If this is your lifestyle and you're so cool with it and all, I think you really need to be honest with your man. I think your man needs to know what type of person that he's dealing with because, you know, you say that you really are into this lifestyle and you really like it and, you know, it gives you fulfillment and complete bliss and all of that. You know, I'm not one that believes in telling everything about your past and everything, but if it were the other way around, you know, you would want to know this about your man. You know, but here's the deal, though. I really don't think he's going to stay around if you tell him. Really don't think that. Although he says he will go to these parties, he never goes, you know, when he says he will. So here are your choices as far as I'm concerned. Your choices are to tell him, be free, you know, live in complete bliss and have your life fulfilled and all of that, because that's where you are in your life right now. Or probably lose your man of 6 months. You're probably going to lose him. Or find someone, you know, who can fit into your swinging lifestyle. Maybe somebody, you know, there at the swinging parties.
I got a part. The key word in this letter is A.
A. Uh-oh.
And A's proper pronunciation is
Okay.
Lady, you are a what? Let's go over this here.
Okay. Wait a minute.
We dealing with a what? Oh.
Swinger.
See, first of all, there's no mention of love in this letter. You don't love your boyfriend. You ain't in love with your boyfriend. You ain't in love with yourself. You obviously don't love yourself. So love is out the window. So now I'm asking you, what is the letter for? You asked your boy to be a swinger. He jokingly said, yeah. You asked him to go to parties that swingers do. He said, yeah. Then on night of, he don't want to go. Then you got to make up a reason for you to leave the house. And now you go do it yourself. I don't know what to say about you, lady, except you just off. Let me ask you this question. What is the boyfriend about? I mean, what is that about? He's not satisfying to you. It's not what you want. Why don't you let him go? Because there are plenty of women out there who would love a man of their own.
Hello.
You obviously don't want a man of your own. You want to be this little brothel type babe for all these other men and women. That's what you want to be, the little pass around pack. You want to get passed around. Because, see, you're a lady, and I'm sorry, I hate to break this. You ain't doing nobody. You're being done.
Getting done.
You just over at the joint getting done. You ain't doing nobody. Let me help you understand about the mindset of man. Let me teach you something about us. You're not doing us when you're in a swinger situation or a club situation. You're just getting done. Because, see, once we can get in a situation where it ain't nothing but about that, then Lord have mercy. You ain't finna get called no good names. You don't get no flowers, no candy. You don't even get the trappings of being taken to dinner. We just doing you. So now you just passing your little self around. Now, the confusing part is, and this is what throws me, this is why I say, what's the boyfriend about? I like the swingers lifestyle. It's very addictive and very satisfying. I could be who I want when I want without any ridicule or negative feedback. It's a world of complete bliss and fulfillment.
Mm.
Okay, then you have found what the world is searching for. I mean, man, dog, I mean, really, you found what we all have been looking for. You have found a world that is so satisfying and is complete bliss and fulfillment. Well, congratulations. You're the only person I know that has died, still living, and gone to heaven. So now that you've completed that cycle of life, I don't even see what else you got to live for.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.